We'd have to.
Okay.
Call us to order.
We're discussing. We're discussing.
You gonna do Tetra first?
No.
Okay.
No.
I think Revanche.
No, Tetra's last.
Revanche.
Yeah, Revanche. Present are.
Mark.
Sandy.
Steve.
Lenore.
Mary.
Brenda.
Susan.
Got that far.
Well, I just want to say that I thought one of the things I really loved about the movie is just when you thought you knew where it was going, mm-hmm. it took you someplace else. I
agree.
But it took you on a wild ride.
And I hadn't read anything about it. I was so glad I hadn't.
So I should go to a different room while you guys discuss it.
No.
I haven't
well, generally, you, if you don't want a spoiler, as they say, yes,
yeah.
you should.
Yeah, I don't care.
Usually, yeah. yeah. It would still be good to see.
Yeah,
but
still
it's so much better
to
not know where it was
it.
Going.
Even
yeah.
if you know what's going to happen. Yeah.
yeah.
You'll still enjoy it. It's
yeah.
just that I was amazed at how well that did.
Yeah. The twists and turns.
Yeah,
the
unpredictable. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, my favorite twist was when she comes out and wants to sleep with him. And you're like,
that
doesn't make any
yeah.
sense.
Yeah.
And then,
total sense.
No, eventually it makes sense.
No,
I thought
before
it
that,
right
before
then.
That, she,
no,
didn't, she couldn't
so.
Have children because of her
Yeah,
husband.
But you, I didn't catch on this
Wait,
is why
I,
she wants
I
to sleep with
so
him so she can
get
pregnant by
him. Okay, let's have a recap for Sandy. It starts out, you think it's going to be a story of this prostitute.
Yeah.
No doubt that
yes.
was the story.
It's
right.
a man
and their relationship.
Yeah.
And her relationship
yeah.
to her boss. I mean, I didn't know
yeah.
where it was
yeah.
going. Because
yeah.
her boss is trying to set her up as a higher class prostitute, et cetera. I thought that was going to be the story.
But he's in love with her.
Yeah. The man who works in the brothel.
Yeah.
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 And she's in love with
her.
Who
are
you
talking
about in love with her?
The man in the brothel. The guy
yeah.
who cleans up after
Oh, yeah. yeah.
yeah.
yeah. I thought you meant her boss.
No, her boss wasn't in love with her at all.
Wanted her.
But I have to say, the scene where the boss walks in
yeah.
and propositions him to come on and ask her to give him a blowjob,
uh-huh.
and her boyfriend, the man that works
it's
in the brothel, is
bed.
Hiding underneath the bed. I thought that was such
which
a
sounds shame. Like a cliche, but
yeah,
it wasn't.
But it was so well done because you see from her you see her feet down on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh
his
my
feet.
God.
Oh, well, yeah. From
yeah.
his point of view.
Yeah.
You actually
yeah.
see her
yeah,
kneeling
sorry.
Down.
You see from
yeah.
the boyfriend, the bed's perspective.
Yeah.
Well, you see
you
in her face, too, that she's
yeah.
she's making calculations.
Yeah.
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 Number one,
yeah.
is she going to service her boss? Number
right.
two, is she going to service her boss with a boyfriend under the bed?
Mm-hmm.
Number two,
boyfriend
what's the boyfriend?
Anything?
Yeah.
Right.
Does
yeah.
the boss really want her to do
yeah.
this?
Yeah.
Because
she's going
to
lose
sort
her
of,
job if she doesn't.
Right,
she's
yeah.
going to
lose her job. Yeah, exactly. You see it all going
yes.
through her mind. And
well,
you feel what he's feeling under the bed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
yes.
It's very...
Well,
she's
an opportunist to a degree because she
yes.
wants to stay in the country. And
yeah.
to a degree,
right.
she is an opportunist.
Wait,
right.
So keep
what
going with the sun.
Oh,
wait.
Very
Another
very
good scene was when she gets beat up because she didn't agree to becoming a high-class call girl. And her boyfriend beats the shit out of the guy that's beating her up, and then later on the boyfriend is in the room with the boss, and the boss is explaining that guy did he was my friend or something like that,
yeah.
and the shot there is with him standing there, and then there's a guy with the back turned, who we later realize is him in a big mirror. So there's like this duplicitous
mm-hmm.
shot there with him facing the camera, but also
mm-hmm.
back to the camera. And then I didn't realize at first that it was his back to
yeah,
the camera.
Yeah, I think I did.
And then the boss is off the screen.
Mm-hmm.
So the boss is actually in the reflection.
Mm-hmm.
And so it kind of like it mirrors exactly where he is. That he's on the one hand that's his girlfriend. But on the other hand, he doesn't want to show his boss that's his girlfriend.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
And then what happens?
See the film!
I see it! Oh,
people saw it before.
You
okay.
saw it?
Is it about
yeah.
the bank robbery?
Yeah.
Bank robbery goes bad.
Yeah.
The
go get
okay.
shot.
Okay,
so she is really innocent, even
she
though
is.
She's a she's a prostitute.
And that's right.
Oh, yeah, no, she's a very
she's
vulnerable.
She might not even have been a prostitute. I think she was just the girl outside the brothel.
Well, he's trying to move her up to be a prostitute.
No, no, she was a prostitute.
She did lap dances and she did blowjobs.
But
we don't
know,
you know.
I really got the tenderness of the relationship between the man and the horse and the brothel and the prostitute.
Oh,
you felt. And then the New York Times, the scene in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
Really was,
mm-hmm.
It was almost like, this is our lovemaking, don't walk. It was just
mm-hmm.
like,
yes.
It really was
mm-hmm.
between them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can really, you really felt they were in love with each other.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even though they were in the seedy world, I found them very sympathetic. I felt a lot of compassion for them.
Well, okay, so the end of the
okay.
Remember the shopping on the wood. The shopping on the wood was
the shopping on the wood
was
feeding.
Oh, that was like way, way overdone.
Yeah.
I mean,
shopping
that was like,
wood,
yeah, it's like...
No,
for his father, they go to. He goes
to his
right.
father's in the country.
Right,
right.
But
so
they
the bank robbery.
Right,
and he asked the girlfriend to stay in the car. Sorry,
right.
Like, she wasn't even going to be in the car at all.
Right, there's no reason for her.
Yeah, she insists to go along.
Yeah,
and well, because he says nothing will go wrong. This is tight, and she says, "I have a bad feeling."
Yeah,
and she wants to go in the car.
Out of that feeling,
and then the cop, who we've already met, the cop.
Yeah, and his wife
earlier having some problems. What did we get?
Oh,
well,
they're
one
middle
of the opening
class.
Scenes
what's
was
the opening
him,
scene?
Well, it was him mowing the plowing the field or something out there. He was mowing something.
There was another.
Well, the very opening scene was the pond, the lake,
right?
And the big
thing, right?
I knew when that happened. I said, "That's a key point in the film."
Right. Yeah.
Later on, and I missed
it
because I wasn't really
paying
attention.
The very opening scene was the lake and somebody throwing something into the lake.
Right.
Something heavy.
It had to be a body, right?
Well, you
might
know
that. It was big rock or something.
Yeah, big something.
But
like
it starts with that, and they knew it was going to come back to that.
So the policeman and his wife are in over their head, living this middle class life in this fancy house.
Yeah, very nice house.
She just can't get pregnant. Is the thing they're dealing with.
Right.
And they're having.
But
they are a little over their head. I think they've done the house up. They did the nursery. Even, you know, she had a miscarriage, but they had already done the nursery. That, of course, becomes a key thing.
Well, you kind of get the feeling they're a little unhappy with each other.
Yeah,
I think
it's kind
it's
of empty. The house is like too
she
empty.
She can't get pregnant.
Yeah.
I think that's their main theme, though.
Yeah.
She isn't getting pregnant.
Yeah. Well, and then she finds out it's him, but she never tells
well,
him.
Wait. So, for Susan,
I remember.
Then
still
so
see
the,
this.
Then
person.
There's
I am
yes.
definitely
yes.
going
please
to
see
it.
Then
that's
there's
right.
a bank rob. Then he's going to do the bank robbery. The girlfriend says something is going
to
go wrong, and she's waiting in the car. And he's in robbing the bank, and
mm-hmm.
the policeman shows up
to her.
And look at the illegally parked car.
Yeah.
And he comes back and sees the policeman and it takes off and the policeman shoots.
But the thing is, they actually have a conversation. The key thing is the policeman actually has a conversation with her.
With the woman.
With the woman. And that's why when he tries to shoot the tire, but he shoots her.
Yeah.
But you don't know right
the
away.
The policeman tries to stop the car by shooting the tire.
That was also
goes in the back window. But I just want to say another scene that I just thought was just heart-wrenching. Was after you see the shot, the next scene is you see the woman putting her hand on the knee of her boyfriend, and he thinks she's okay. So, I mean, they're trying to get away, but it's just a very loving gesture.
It is
and
very
then
loving.
She falls on him,
mm-hmm.
and you know she's been killed.
Right.
But you never see the bullet or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or any blood.
Okay, so then
he
has to go into hiding, so he goes to his father's house, and they're... what's the word?
He parked a getaway car near his father.
Yeah,
which
is
the key point later on.
Yeah, which is
key point later on.
And another fantastic.
And then he has to borrow his father's car to go get his motorcycle for some reason.
Right.
And
the policeman lives a walk through the woods.
And is friendly with the father of the brothel.
Yeah,
he
probably volunteered to pick him up for church because he's been recently widowed.
Austria.
They're in Vienna and then outside of
then
Vienna.
Why is the title in French?
It's German. I've heard it's German.
No, they don't have such soft.
Yes.
Revanche.
It's definitely sounds French to me. Oh, it doesn't sound German.
It would be, yeah, it would be a harder sound.
There is a scene of him going to visit the grandfather, so you get the gist of their relationship beginning before everything
breaks
apart.
But that spelled out very nicely, too, yeah. I thought. Yeah. The way that, again, it all could have been so cliched.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't. You know, all of that. The strange from the grandfather and didn't come to the grandmother's funeral and... because he was in jail. And then the missing person is, there's somebody in between him and the grandfather. It's his mother or something.
Isn't his mother the one who tells him to go out and chop wood?
Yeah. So that's kind of interesting. But she never appears, but she's the one who told him to go chop the wood for your grandfather.
I just think another scene I thought was incredibly heart-wrenching was after the woman dies, he drives away, the getaway car, until he's sure he's out of the way. And he hides in the woods. He drives it into the woods near the grandfather's
house. Which you've already seen, yeah.
And he just sits in the car... and the woman's body is beside him. Isn't that right? The woman's body is still beside him?
Yeah.
And he just realizes what's happened. That he because... I don't think he did.
He stole the money for her. He stole the money
so she could get out of prostitution.
Start a life here.
And also he's going to buy into a bar.
Right. He's going to start a clean business.
Yeah. Right. But it all, and then you can, but it all goes, you can see it's all going through his mind.
Yes. It's not, but it's not.
No, it's not.
It's not gift of the magic.
No, it actually isn't. But you see all that go through his mind.
Right, right.
That's how good the acting is.
Yes.
That you see him thinking through,
well, and
I have the money now.
Right.
And
I've lost what really matters to me.
I don't even care. And
but
so,
it seems that the whole, I kept thinking, revanche. What does revanche mean? What does revanche mean? Well, I should have found that out before, and then I realized that revanche, it probably means revenge.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
But the most important, I mean, it's there's this long wind up until the policeman who killed his girlfriend and he are put in the same territory, so that and then. He finds out that this was the policeman that shot his girlfriend, and he's capable, he's able, he can see that he can have revenge, and will he take it?
And he's kind of stalking the guy.
Yeah, right. And the policeman is wrenchingly remorseful.
Mm-hmm. He's tortured by it.
Yeah.
Because he knew this woman, he thought, and it starts out with him at target practice, by the way, so he thought that there's no way he didn't aim at the tires, and then they put him on leave, and so he gets revenge, and he gets revenge by screwing the wife.
Well, the wife's coming out of the car,
except for the court. Yeah, that's the part that's
And I should say too, the wife, you know, cannot get pregnant because of the husband.
Right.
Said
that several times.
Okay, right.
Sorry.
Right, but the husband doesn't know that it's him,
and the husband is the policeman.
Yeah.
And she's the one who says, "Hey, well, why didn't you come over?"
Exactly.
Well, it's like a zipless fuck. Yeah.
Right, and she doesn't know that this is obviously.
Because he's so mean to her.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's quite mean to her when she comes to.
But he's like, "What do you want?" Remember, he keeps saying to her, "What do you want? Mm-hmm. What are you here for? What do you want?"
Right. But there is that.
Well, he eventually figures it out.
Yeah.
He figures it out. The thing that bothers me about this movie is that, you know, for three quarters of the film, he's plotting this revenge. You know, he's planning things out, and he's working up the courage. But I can't see, knowing what that the film revealed about this person's character throughout the film, that this is a person who would take revenge on some cop who was just doing his job. Okay.
But it does go through.
The cop was just doing his job.
Yeah.
The cop had no, you know.
No, but he.
You're talking logic, though, Mark. We're talking emotionally.
Well, maybe.
Logically, you might be able to see why this man doesn't want.
He does end up relating to him, and then it does become harder. So.
And not only that, but he thinks that it wasn't necessary to. Why did the cop kill her? He didn't have to kill her. He could have shot the tire.
And maybe this explains the French title of the film.
Yeah,
maybe
it's
the Austrians' idea of a French movie that they're making.
Well, there is something
to
that. Yeah, there's something, yeah. It's
Because it's got so much angst and
And it's a lot. It's all what isn't said. That's what I liked about both movies, having seen them both in the same day.
Yeah.
Summer Hours was totally about what isn't said.
Yes, and nothing happens on camera. It's all up.
And
there's
this
no
one,
conversations
this
about
one
things
was,
that are going to happen.
Ways,
or
let's
happen.
Talk about revenge.
We talk about one at a time.
Right.
That's our rule.
Yeah.
But I started it.
You
because seeing them back to back, they were both about what isn't said.
Yeah.
And they both had very subtle acting. And you have to pull that off, and very well written to pull that off, so that it's always what isn't said. Yeah, to me that's what, and so that's why I thought just sort of subliminally why the French title maybe worked.
Yeah.
I don't know why it did seem more.
Does any part of it take place in France?
No,
they're in Vienna, and they're in the country.
When did you see this film?
I also thought there was something deliciously ironic, which I'm sure they meant this to be.
It's fine.
That
I also have 7 Up and
that the
regular
brothel ended up
like
screwing
plot
the wife
store water
to get her pregnant,
right?
Because the husband couldn't. I mean, that was a form of revenge.
Yeah, of course. That was the reason. Well, but it was that zipless fuck kind of thing.
Yeah.
There was an energy there. Mm-hmm. Even if it wasn't about getting pregnant, there was a certain animal energy because her husband was up in his head.
And he never really cared about her or anything like that. He could care less about
her.
Right,
no, I'm not criticizing that.
That
can be part of the revenge, too.
Right,
like, okay,
right.
You know.
Exactly. I'm not even going to be nice to you. But it was pretty touching when they're sleeping in the kid's bed.
Oh, yeah, that
was a little eerie. That was the same time.
And the husband came home, didn't he?
Oh, yes, he
did. Well, then he opens up to her.
What was going on in his life? Why are you like this? You talk to me, you talk to the guys at work.
Does anybody else want any water?
Oh, I'm good, thank you.
The killer or the bank robber opened up to her.
Oh, to her, yeah.
She kept saying to him, why are you like this? You're so nasty to me and you're so mean.
Yeah.
Why are you like this? What happened?
Yeah.
And he eventually tells her.
And then there's a photograph.
Well, there's two photographs.
I kept waiting for that photograph. They each have one. He has one tacked to the wall,
and the cop carries one with him. Which that's the one part that seemed a little heavy-handed to me.
I don't.
For the most part, it was.
What do you mean heavy-handed?
I don't know that the cop and his angst and. Always looking at that photo. I don't know. That part just didn't seem quite.
Well, you knew the jig was going to be up in some way.
Right.
The first time that I thought the jig was going to be up was when the woman came to pick up his grandfather to take him to church right after he came from the bank robbery and had to borrow his father's car, and his father was really curious about why he had to borrow his father's car. And I thought maybe the wife would put two and two together, that the car was found nearby, or the grandfather would put two and two together. The car was found nearby. You know, the wife would say the car is found nearby, and he'd realize that his grandson pulled off the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I thought that would have been an interesting.
And that's why he's hanging around so much after not having been there.
Yeah, because he had.
Well, that would have been a really interesting dynamic. The grandfather knows, and you know, they have a lot of things to work out between them anyway. And then there's this other thing, the bank robbery.
But they do work things out in ways that aren't said, just by eating together, slicing that salami
and chops the wood for the
marriage or something.
Yeah, they have surprising conversations that, I mean, and mostly, any woman will want you because of the way that you cut wood. The cutting wood was very.
I was convinced that he was somehow going to get the fleece in the wood chopper.
That's what I was.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, there's always tension.
Whenever he's using that, it was too much. I thought it was way over. Like in the wrestler, when you saw the meatballs, you knew it was just a matter of time.
And so, but in this one, I thought it was interesting because the tension was always there, but nothing did happen.
Yeah.
And then he moved on from that part of it to
the filmmaker knew that we all saw Fargo.
That's what I was thinking.
Exactly.
It's Fargo.
I haven't seen Fargo. It's true. That tension is always there.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it goes back way earlier. But I thought that was really interesting. There was always a lot of tension when he's out cutting that wood. a lot. Mm-hmm. And you don't even know what. But.
And I love the scene when actually the police officer and the man who worked in the brothel actually in that little bench area where the police officer was job, where they actually had that interaction.
Yeah, they had their moment.
And doesn't the police, the man who worked in the brothel said something like,
Well, they meet a couple times.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah,
they meet several times there.
But they actually have the interchange where the cop finally says, I don't understand, because he still doesn't know that that's the man that shot.
Yeah.
And he says, I don't understand why the man, would he want that woman in the car?
Yeah.
And that's really got to him.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because then, away, that kind of puts the responsibility.
Right, he had some responsibility.
Well, he knew that all along.
Right,
he was dealing with that all along.
Absolutely,
but trying to blame the cop.
Right,
for
and you really could see with that character that it hit him then that it was his fault.
The first time they met on the bench, he's wearing the jacket. The orange reversible jacket.
Right, but he's got it reversed. Yeah.
But he's got it reversed, but it's kind of open when he's talking to the cop. And that was like a really tense scene for me there.
Yeah.
He's going to open up his big
orange.
How many
people have these orange jackets? He turns his jacket inside out when he does the robbery. But yeah, it was. But see, that all those conversations are really subtly done.
Yeah.
Every one of them.
Yeah.
Well, I think,
but, like I said, it could have been cliched. The grandfather, you know, getting back into music, that could have been cliched, but somehow it wasn't.
Yeah. I read a review that called the movie mythic in some ways. I think that's
It is, because it's a careful examination of how there is no revenge.
Yes.
You know, that when you examine it, everybody is responsible. And everybody has their part in it. You can't have full revenge.
And if you do, it doesn't help anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that moment when the cops...
Got her a baby.
And then way it had a happy ending.
Yeah.
In a weird way.
I always look at
that,
like,
he would live on.
The prostitute was living on in some way. I don't know why.
The prostitute.
Yeah, that's why he's a prostitute for some reason. Because his love for the prostitute somehow... I don't know. He screwed the woman in revenge, but somehow... Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
He was the stud.
I don't know why. I just felt in some ways it was... You know, I don't know, because the police officer felt bad that the prostitute had died, and yet there was this baby. Something positive came out of it to me.
Oh.
Somehow made her live on in some way in my mind. I just...
But how did it end? I just saw it. What was the last scene? It was just him and the grandfather at the table? Oh, the grandfather.
No, him and the wife. At the table, and the wife, the wife realizes who he is, and
they're saying, "Leave me alone." She's telling him to leave me alone.
Yes.
Leave me alone.
And she can't say anything either. She'll never say anything because it will come out what she did.
It ends with everybody knows everybody's secret. But
wait, isn't the last scene her telling the husband that she's pregnant? Or no?
No, she comes over to him. Bank robber to tell and shares that she does.
She comes over there to tell him that she doesn't want to see him anymore.
Right.
And she sees the picture there, and you can see on her face she realizes who he is.
Right.
And then they know what each other's about.
Yeah.
And then they know they're not going to deal with each other whatsoever. You feel too. That these two are going to leave each other alone now.
Mm-hmm. And that they have something on each other,
and
so they can't reveal each other's secrets.
They kind of make an explicit pact,
they kind of say to her there. So they say to
without
her,
saying
their understanding
it.
Is there that they're going to leave each other alone.
Yeah. But then, I mean, it leaves you with all these questions.
Well, there could be a revenge, too.
We call for revenge.
You mean the meek policeman would come in?
Right. Then
he doesn't look like me.
I'm
an ex-door neighbor.
That would be the Hollywood response.
Revenge too.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be the Hollywood response. But no, I like that it was left with, you know. You wonder. Is he going to stay on the farm? Is the grandfather going to die?
Well, in the grand scheme of life, does. Do you think that this cop would accept this? He would say, oh, this is my child, but then something's going to happen that they're going to find out. They're going to want another one. Or is she going to find somebody else who's going to fuck her, and then she'll get fucked by somebody else?
No, I think they just wanted to.
I don't know. I think she'll come out eventually.
Steve is really thinking.
So
it's, well, it's also what's going to happen in terms of the solving the bank robbery. I mean, is that
right.
Just...
Yeah.
Did he get away with it?
Yeah,
does he get away with it?
Yeah. Now, all of that is left. Well, good film.
Yeah.
I liked it. I did not like the first 20 minutes.
I
did not like it. I thought it was going to be another,
really
super violent thing about Eastern European prostitutes.
Yeah.
That's such a common theme now. I really didn't promise it.
Huh.
Yeah, I didn't see Eastern promises, but yeah. But there's been others that are even more, you know, there's just a lot of films about that. And I thought, oh, I don't want to see this. And then I kept thinking, well, Jane and Mira and Brenda, everybody liked it so much. And then I really started to like it.
Yeah, really,
you know what the tension that movie reminded me a little bit of? You know that, do you remember that movie? I think it was a Romanian film. It was called 3 months.
3 months.
Oh, yeah.
I thought of
that
during this.
Three what?
What was it called?
Four months, 3 weeks, 2 days.
That woman who was pregnant got an abortion.
It did have that same kind of tension.
It did.
There were so many tense moments in that film. And they're all so subtly done.
Mm-hmm. Which one were you talking about? The 4 months?
4 months?
Yeah.
Well, that's why it was.
Yeah.
It definitely reminded me of this
film. And again,
film.
It was what wasn't said.
Right.
The whole movie was about what wasn't said, even.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Those were the most tense moments when no one was saying anything.
So I have to find out, who more about the filmmaker of this film. Because mostly those really subtle films are coming out of Romania, and places like that. So, I have to find out about why the French title and who this person is, because it was really interesting.
But Sandy, you started to say something about 5 months ago. The marriage or something?
I don't think that the marriage will ever be a good marriage, because there's a secret. There's this huge secret about who the child is. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But I think that the film is really about how we live with these secrets, and that there's no black and white.
Well, and how does a man ever live with what he did, too?
Mm-hmm.
They give you leave when you do that, and then you're supposed to just cope with it. I guess he did go to see a counselor or something.
But to me, that was the main theme of this movie, is his moral dilemma about what he's going to do over the death of his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And things happened.
Mm-hmm.
And he chose to do what he chose to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he could have easily... I thought he was... there were times you thought, he's going to kill him.
Yeah.
When he pointed him, when he was running away, and you think he might kill him, but...
But I love the relationship with him and the grandfather. I thought that was... And her and the grandfather, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's very nicely done.
I just want to say that I thought the relationship between the prostitute and the brothel guy was
one of
the most tender I'd seen in a movie in a long time. It was really believable that they loved each other, I felt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was excellent.
Except for when he puts on a mask and takes a gun on her.
That's true.
That was awful.
Yeah. I don't know why he did that.
I love you so much, honey.
He's trying to
take
you on
my bank robbery.
I don't know. I felt.
Yeah, she didn't really want him to do the bank robbery.
No, she didn't want this to happen.
Yeah, because she just saw it ending badly.
She's illegal in the country and everything. Yeah, she's
well, I think
really
he really wanted to rescue her.
Hands.
It's kind of his manly, if I'm going to get us out of this.
Oh, yeah.
That was his role.
Yeah.